Ezra chapter 6. Now the exiles had been told to go back from Babylon and rebuild the temple. And Cyrus had said, I'll give you whatever you need to do it. He was the great emperor of Persia. Well, this was what God had told them to do in the prophets. And he had also said he'd be with them. But the sad thing was that most of them didn't return. And the few who did return, who apparently were doing God's work, actually, when they got there, they didn't bother rebuilding the temple much. They just built their own houses, as Haggai complains. And so God made things hard for them. The local people complained about them, and so the king, the ruler of Persia, then stopped what they were doing and said, oh, well, you can't rebuild it anyway. And then Haggai and Zechariah arose and said, look, let us work. Let us follow God's word, and whatever consequences, we'll do it. And of course, then the local people said, well, what are you doing? You're building the temple again when you've been told not to. And they said to them, well, no, that's actually, we had a decree from Cyrus years ago that we should do it, and that's what we're now obeying. So they then write back to the governor of Persia and say, well, they say that Cyrus years ago made a decree telling them to do this. And now we've got the reply. So Darius, the emperor, issued orders for a search to be made in the records which were kept in Babylon. But, however, it was only in the city of Ecbatana in Media that they discovered a scroll in which there was the following inscribed. In the first year of his reign, Cyrus the king commanded that the temple in Jerusalem be built again so that sacrifices might be offered there. That temple shall be 27 meters high and also 27 wide. The walls are to have one layer of wood on top of three layers of stone, and the king's treasury is to pay for this. The gold and silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar brought to Babylon from the Jerusalem temple must be returned, as their proper place is in that Jerusalem temple. So Darius then sent the following reply to the people who were complaining about the Jews who were living there in Palestine, to Tattenai, the governor of the territory to the west of Euphrates, to Shethar-Boznai, and also to all the officials who are in my empire to the west of the great river. Do not interfere with the reconstruction of this temple. Allow the governors of Judah and the Jewish leaders to rebuild the temple of their God on its previous site. You are commanded to, in fact, help them to rebuild it. All that their expenses require must be paid immediately, that is, quickly, promptly, out of the tax money that we receive from all the territory on your side of the river, so that this great work is not to be stopped. Every day, for sure, you are to give those priests in Jerusalem whatever they tell you that they need. Young bulls, sheep, lambs for offerings to the God of heaven, wheat, even salt, wine, olive oil. Do this so that they can offer sacrifices which will be accepted by the God of heaven, and so that they can pray for blessing upon the king and his sons. I command that if anybody disobeys this, then the beams from his house are to be torn down, and then he is to be crucified upon them. And his house is to be made a dung heap. And may the God of Jerusalem, the God who chose Jerusalem, may he destroy any king or nation who disobeys this commandment and tries to destroy his temple there. I, Darius, gave this order, obey it. So how amazing was that? But I think what it is that when they wanted to rebuild the temple, because Haggai and Zechariah had arisen and said, look, come on, let's do it. And some people did say, yes, you're right, let's do it. If you want to do it, God will provide you the resources. And so they wanted to do it, or some of them wanted to do it. And so they got this new decree that not only said, you must do it, but anyone who stops you is going to be killed. And also give them whatever they need in terms of materials. So God turned it all around. These people who were trying to stop their work, actually what they did in the end turned out for good. And this is the wonderful thing, that no evil in the end will prosper against us, even if ultimately we are killed or lose our lives. Okay. But because of that, we shall be resurrected to life eternal. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the end. Because if we truly want to do the work of God's kingdom, he will bless us and enable it. When Tatnai, the governor, Shethar Bosniai, and the other officials received this, they had to do what the emperor had commanded them. And so the Jews progressed well with the rebuilding of the temple, according to the words of Haggai and Zechariah. They completed the temple as commanded by Israel's God and by Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, the emperors of Persia. The temple was completed on the third day of Adar in the sixth year of the reign of Darius. And then the Israelites, the priests, the Levites, and the others who had returned from the exile dedicated the temple with joy. For the dedication, they offered 100 bulls, 200 sheep, 400 lambs, and 12 goats as sin offerings, one for every tribe of Israel. So although it was mainly Judah and Benjamin who had returned, they had this vision that actually, yes, all of us, including the 10 tribes who were then in captivity in Assyria, they've also sinned. So you've got to keep thinking of your brothers, not just of yourselves. They also organized the priests and the Levites to operate the temple services according to what is written in the Law of Moses. Those who had returned from the exile celebrated the Passover on the 14th day of the first month the next year. The priests and the Levites purified themselves and were clean. The Levites killed the necessary animals for the Passover sacrifices and also for themselves. Israel ate the sacrifices, and also all those who had given up the pagan ways of the other people who were living in the land, and who also desired to worship Yahweh, God of Israel. For 7 days they kept the Feast of Unleavened Bread with great joy. They were full of joy, because Yahweh had made the emperor of Assyria to be favorable to them.